And joining us right now, as he does every Friday morning, because he is reliable. He is also Jamie Beckler at Coach Beckler, coachbeckler.com. 5 free ebooks, but coming out in paperback, a book that is designed for young people, especially those in athletics. And Jamie, we were talking a little earlier about our D4 state baseball champions right down the road, the Athens Blue Jays, and how their pitcher went out before the final inning of the final game of his high school career and kind of thought about things before he took them down 1-2-3 and said it was pretty cool. There's a lot of times that people begin to think somewhat wistfully, philosophically, especially young people as they finish certain parts of their athletic careers. And I think that's one of the things that you wanted to address in this book about leadership. Am I right?
Yeah, that's a great accomplishment that they had. And I like that story that you told. One of the things we do talk about is kind of staying in the moment, or at least having your wits about you, when there's a big situation or when there's a lot of a panic situation. Sometimes what happens is kids, teenagers, or even adults for that matter, sometimes lose focus, lose sight of what they're trying to accomplish. And anytime someone can kind of stay in the moment, understand what they're a part of, understand what's going on around, if there's chaos around them, or if they're in a big situation or a difficult situation, if they can handle things appropriately, that goes a long ways towards achieving some success. And sometimes that's the difference between people. Sometimes that's the difference between success and failures, is how you can stay focused on things.
When you are talking about staying focused, Jamie, and you're talking about helping young people, and remind people again the title of the book, because I think that gives, as a title should, a good deal of insight into what you are trying to communicate to young people.
It's called The Leadership Playbook, and they can find it at theleadershipplaybook.com. And then the subtitle is Become Your Team's Most Valuable Leader. And we talk about, you're not, just because you're not a captain, just because you're not a senior, that doesn't mean you can't be a leader. You can still be your team's most valuable leader. You can still play a role and still play a part in your team's success and building yourself up to be the team's most valuable leader. Not everybody can be a most valuable player or an outstanding player on the team, but everybody can be a most valuable leader. And we also talk about what happens if you are a captain, if you are a leader, or an established leader, a positional leader, what kind of responsibilities you have there. So we address pretty much everybody that plays sports, every student athlete. So nobody is immune from that. We don't avoid tackling any of the different roles that people would have, whether you are a positional leader or whether you're maybe a newbie, a newcomer on the team.
Overall, Jamie, because you coached college athletes, men and women, and you saw the people who had the star power. I remember even in my coaching, I was dealing with a young man, fifth grade, and we saw this real recently. I saw the story that I believe the University of Hawaii offered a fifth grader, quarterback, of course, a scholarship. Now, of course, it's a verbal offer and all the things that go with it, but it just reminded me, because I had a young man in fifth grade. He could dominate in the basketball league where I was coaching, but he was on and off the court an absolute head case. And it proved out later that all the physical talent in the world didn't matter, and he didn't even make it through playing basketball at the high school level. Then you have the players on the other hand, Jamie Beckler, who will be there. Some of them feel they need a telescope to see the end of the bench, so to speak. And yet some of those people can be leaders and step up in ways that you'd never expect, you couldn't do as a coach, and you couldn't live without.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of these, you know, baseball, football, basketball, most of these sports, you need a whole team. You know, you don't accomplish the, you know, that state championship that was not won because of three people. They might have three stars or two stars or four stars, but they don't have, they're not going to win a state championship with just one or two or three people. They're going to do it with a whole team. And that includes practice. You know, you know, we make fun of the old Allen Iverson, you know, talking about practice statement, but he did miss the point of practice is where people help make those stars better. Practice is where, some of that leadership from bench players can come in because, you know, if you don't have good practice players, if you don't have people having good attitudes, pushing the starters, encouraging people, then you're never going to improve your team. And you're right, sometimes there's players on the bench that it seems like they need a telescope to see the other end of the bench. But, you know, I look just at what just happened in the NBA Finals. Cleveland versus Golden State, and there's all this talk about how great Golden State is, and they are extremely talented. But the reality is the Cleveland Cavaliers starting five outscored the Golden State starting five. And so the difference was bench scoring. And so all this talk of this great super team that was put together, what doesn't get talked about as much is that it was the bench players for Golden State that was better than the bench players for Cleveland. And so the difference was the reserves, the people that maybe aren't the stars. And so, you know, when you're building a team, when you're looking at success on a team, a lot of times it really is those non-stars that are the key to success. And that's the same way in a business. You know, you have, whether even it's a dentist office, let's say, and I mean, it's a weird analogy, but you have a dentist office, everyone knows that dentist, but most of the time you're going to spend time dealing with that front person, that administrative assistant or the secretary or the receptionist. You're going to deal with that person, and they're going to sometimes make or break that dentist office because of the way how they act, how they make you feel, how they interact with you. And so a lot of times it's not the stars, it's those bench players, it's those reserves, it's the role players that really have a lot to do with the success and failure of the team.
Well, that's how we're going to need to leave it, Jamie Beckler, for today. And when you come back next Friday, we'll talk more about your new book. Real quickly, give us the title one more time.
The Leadership Playbook, and they can find that at theleadershipplaybook.com.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lonnie.